Mobile.
Before HKX. Morning, Russell.
Morning, Patrick. How's it going?
So good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Weather looks pretty good. I'm sipping on a little bit of coffee and making my way to Denman.
I'm not going to go with the coffee, but I'm doing everything else. I'm making my rounds this morning.
Heard that. You feeling better?
Yeah, I feel like my teeth are going to stay in my head now anyway.
That's good. I'm glad to hear you're doing a little better with that. I know it's allergy season. Everybody's having a tough time with it.
Normally don't have any problems with it, but this year has been something else.
Yeah, I think the pollen's been pretty heavy this year. We ain't got enough rain in between pollen drops to keep it washed down, but it's around here. It seems like my sinuses act up at least once a year, a couple of times during the summer. Usually summer and fall, but when we were traveling and went to Alaska, I didn't have a single problem one while we were up there. But, I mean, they had pollen too, but I don't know. It just, I guess the air is different.
I don't know what the difference is, but there's a big difference between here and the house in the pollen. So if you're affected by pollen and you're driving up and down the mountain, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, no doubt. I've always thought that the air was cleaner up your way than it was down our way. It just seemed like it was just a fresher air when you got up there and was hiking and stuff through the woods, especially up in Pisgah National Forest.
Might have something to do with we don't have, a quarter of the people living in the same amount of area.
Yeah, I ride down some of these roads now, and I remember when they used to only be, four or five houses on them. Now there's a house every 100 foot, it seems like.
The way around the house for me, I remember riding on roads, and there were no houses, and now they're just loaded up with them.
I know you go up and down 290. I remember when I used to could leave the house up there around Mountain View Elementary School, just south of North Greenville University. And I could drive all the way to Greer, and I might pass maybe 10 cars the whole trip. Now, it's like you can't get out of the driveway until 10 cars go by.
You can do it then.
Yeah, I have to say, and I'm not being rude when I say it, but the pandemic has slowed the traffic down up around our way. Since the university doesn't have as many students on campus and doing a lot more online learning and stuff, the traffic seems to have reduced a lot around the house throughout the summer, throughout the spring. I think they're graduating and pretty much shutting down now, but they'll start up summer school here shortly.
You got so many people driving down from up around my neck of the woods to get jobs now. Because there aren't any up there unless it's just fast food or service industry. That's affecting a lot of it. There's a lot of traffic going up and down the mountain now.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, it's one of those deals where I guess it's just getting hard to find a good job. But, I mean, there's a lot of them that are out there. A lot of restaurants, like you said, fast food places and stuff like that are needing help. I just don't think this younger generation wants to get out and get their first job in a fast food restaurant. They want everything handed to them, and they want to go make $50 an hour right off the bat.
See, is what you're saying there, but they don't want to get a job while they're in school anymore. They have no desire to go get them a weekend job or, an evening job because a lot of them don't even want their driver's license anymore until they're out of high school or somebody makes them get them. I just don't understand that part of it for sure.
100%. I hadn't figured that part out yet. My wife was talking to one of her friends from high school, and their kids don't want their license, and I think they're 17, fixing to turn 18, and hadn't got their license yet. I was kind of blown away. I was like, man, when I was 15 years old, I was chomping at the bit. I was like, I got to get my license.
my son go get his license at 18. I had to make him. And his girlfriend is 22 years old, never had a license, and never had a job.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand that aspect of it. I got an in-law that he had a license and then lost it, and he ain't got it back. And I mean, he's 30-something years old, and at least now I have to give him credit. He's actually got a job right now, and he's holding it down. But he's got, I don't know, 5 kids.
Grew up in a family like that, and I just don't get it. I don't understand it. My aunt, I've got an aunt that's that way. She just doesn't get it. So, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
I just don't know, you know, how they expect to survive or, you know. And I'm not being mean when I say these things, so don't misunderstand. I just don't understand it. That's the thing. I mean, how are you going to have a future and, you know, have things and have a place to live and have a vehicle to drive if you don't get out and work? I mean, I understand living minimal. I mean, don't get me wrong. My wife and I do. I mean, we downsized our house and everything just to be a little more minimal, but we still understand the concept of work and that we got to pay our bills and have insurance and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know where this new generation's thought process is going.
I don't know what to tell you because I'm right there with you. I just don't understand it. I always wanted to be self-sufficient, and it seems like anymore, nobody wants to be self-sufficient. They want it given to them.
Yeah. I couldn't help but overhear you guys talking. When the gravy train runs out, that's when they'll get up and do something, but it'll be difficult for them because it had no initiative to go.
This stuff was going on long before the pandemic hit. The pandemic just made it worse.
Like I said, there was no initiative to get out and go.
Some of them, the gravy train started with mom and dad. They were thinking they were going to give them a better life than what they had and not make them have to suffer through and work and do. And, well, that's kind of backfired, I guess.
Around out there, they're living in mom and daddy's basement.
Quite a few of them.
In the automotive industry, those are fully independent individuals. Come on now, Patrick. Tell us the truth.
T450 that I picked up not too long ago, and I'm going to put it in down in my man cave. So I'm looking at in-bed multi-band wire antennas. Y'all ever use one?
No, sir, I have not.
Where's the go for ID? I hadn't either.
Researching my resources. I'm doing my research to see what I can find. Hey, Russell, you know my building down there? I'm gonna put me a 450 down there that you saw, and I'm gonna try to string me an infed up that line of Leland Cypress. Try to use them as a support to get me up off the ground. What you think?
They go for it. That would work out pretty good. You got me thinking the other day when we were talking as far as what I was going to do in the RV and what I'm going to set up at the house. So it's kind of, I'm shifting gears and looking at different options and really trying to plan it out where I can do something as far as have something that I can use at the house. And then when we get ready to go mobile, I can pick it up and set it into the RV and utilize it there too.
I don't know if you want to run an amp or not, or if you just want to run 100 watts, but I'm going to tell you something. You need to come by and look at this antenna I've got. Now, which radio are you running for HF? Or no, you don't have an HF yet, do you?
That's why I'm probably looking at something that'll do 100 watts. That way I can just kind of keep it self-contained. I mean, I know it's not going to perform super, but just traveling around. I mean, don't have a whole lot of space in the RV, so I just have to keep it kind of minimal. So if I got a 100-watt radio, that'll work out pretty good. And then if I wanted to set up an amp or something at the house, I could do that.
You need to come by and take a look at something I got, bud. I have got what's called an ATOS 120A. It's made by Gatesy. It's ATAS 120A. You need to go Google that. And it is an antenna. It's a screwdriver antenna. And I've got it mounted for mobile. I've got it mounted on my Saturn. And it has an automatic drive in it where I can use it from 40 meters all the way down to 440. That's 40 meter down to 2 meter and 440.
Okay. Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to say 73 here. I'm at my next stop. I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4HKX clear.
Patrick, you have yourself a good day. 73 to you. Glad to hear you feeling a little bit better. And enjoy this weather while we got it.
Hey, Patrick, go make some good money there, bud. Get caught up, man. 73. So anyhow, Russell, that thing, you could mount that up on the top of your RV and use it for your 2 meter 440 while you're riding down the road. And then when you stop, let it adjust. And it'll work on anything from 40 meter down.
Pretty slick, man. I seen the antenna that you've got on the car there. I didn't realize it would do all that. I'll have to check that out for sure. I was thinking about building me a, like a hitch mount to where when we got parked, I could hook it into the hitch on the back of the RV and do it in sections where I could put it up and get my antenna up above everything and be able to talk that way.
That would work. That would work. I've seen that done. But since you're going to be towing a vehicle, you can't do that and use your 2 meter 440 running down the road.
I've got a 2 meter 440 antenna that's mounted out on the front mirror. That's a dual band antenna. Basically, it's like the one I got on the car, but it's already set up where everything's on the dash. I've got that 778 UV Anytone that's on the dash, like what I've got here in the car, that I can run when we're driving down the road.
Then all you really need is a good HF.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, you know, if I just go ahead and get one that's got a built-in antenna tuner, it just kind of keeps everything compact and in one package and takes up less space and makes it a little bit easier to move from one place to the other.
You can find one. You need to pick yourself up something like a Yaesu 857D, and that thing will do everything from 160 down to 440.
Yaesu 850 D Delta?
57 D, right, Delta. I got one in that Saturn. You can come by and take a look at it sometime.
Gotcha. And is it 100 watts, too?
Sure.
I think I've seen it in the Saturn there. It's actually got a remote face on it.
You in?
Jump in there, KB2GN.
Good morning to you, gentlemen. This is Bill over at Mills River. Just thought I'd come in here and say good morning. Actually, it's my first time up on this frequency. I was just tuning around, but apparently, guy was talking about the 857. This is what the 857D sounds like. I'm on one now with a Diamond X50 antenna outside.
Look at that, Russell.
Sounds pretty good to me. I definitely can't complain. And that's going to be in a mobile package, so it'll be compact where I can use it in the house as well as pop it over in the RV, too.
That's exactly right. Now, take contact. What did you say your name was?
Name here is Bill.
Hey, Bill, do you use yours on HF in your vehicle?
I had, but I haven't now. And actually, yeah, I haven't used it lately in the mobile because I haven't actually put a HF antenna on it. But I will be soon. And but also, I'm using a desk mic.
That's cool.
Well,
so do you like that HF?
I had the A57D and also had this straight A57, but I ended up selling the A57, in which I wish I had kept it, but I'm all good for right now.
A57D have a built-in tuner on it?
No, I've been using the automatic tuner with it.
Those little automatic tuners too there, Russell, but let me just tell you, with that Yaesu antenna that I was telling you about, that ATOS, when you hit tune to the frequency, that antenna automatically runs its length out with a screwdriver and tunes itself.
So it basically takes the place of the antenna tuner then?
That's exactly right, Bubba.
I've been thinking about putting my tire heel on the back of my truck, and I got an automatic tuner for it, but it's a separate unit though.
IT100.
Yes, sir.
What tuner I've got, but with that ATOS antenna, I don't need it. Now I've got a set of. They work pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully one of these days I'll put, because I put my A57 out the car. I'm in the house right now. I brought my A57 out the car and put it in the house, but I can also detach the face. I got everything, all the cables for to take the face off of it, and, you know, I can pretty much move to the other side of the room or, you know, with however distance the cable goes, I can do it.
But why don't you go get you a new radio and make us a deal on that 857?
Okay, yeah, that was I like that joke for the morning. You got me going this morning.
Listen, I have designated here at the job site, so I'm going to jump off from here. I'd like to say 73s. Bill, I appreciate the information this morning. Thanks for jumping in here and telling us about it. Steve, y'all have yourself a wonderful day, and I will say 73s to both of you, and you gentlemen have a wonderful day.
Winter, listen, I don't know what you're doing this afternoon, but Chad is coming by the house at about 4 o'clock to see my shack. If you can get loose, why don't you swing by? He'll be here about 4, you know, somewhere between 4 and 5. We'll just have us a ham party out there in the shack, Bubba.
Steve, I'll see what I can get accomplished today and see what time I can get out of here. If I can, I'll try to swing by. But I'm going to get at it and see how much work I can get accomplished for the day. And 73s, and I'm back clear.
Out of here, too. I got to get out there to my shed and start cleaning and straightening up, but and getting some stuff done. So you have a good day also, and if you ever decide to sell that radio, I got first dibbies.
I hear you talking. All right, well, you have a great one also. Have a good one. I got to get up here and start moving. I'm got some things that I need to take care of myself. So 73 to you from KB2GUN. Next name here is Bill, and I'm in Mills River, North Carolina. I'll see you.
Oh, one other thing. Every night at 9 o'clock, we run a net on this bridge net. The oldest running net in the U.S. Every night at 9 o'clock. Come on in and jump in with us. All right. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Sound good. I'll do that. KB2GU and clear.